In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and unto the ages of all ages, Amen. Good morning. I'd like you to start by taking a deep breath and just straight up and get ready for a beautiful journey, learning from the Word of God, growing spiritually together, becoming in union and in communion with both the Lord and with one another. I know that Sunday morning is a day when people just want to be, you know, lay back and tired after a long work week. And Saturday, maybe, I don't know, a lot of house chores or work, whatever. So we run out of energy by Sunday. But Sunday is actually the beginning of the week. It's not the end of the week, right? The first day of the week. It's the Lord's Day. And this is when we come to recharge and to reconnect with our Lord. And the energy that we take out of today's service, it will help us to last the entire week. Today's meditation is taken from the reading of the Pauline Epistle, the first reading that we read today in the liturgy. And this reading is from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 27 to the end, and then chapter 2, from 1 to 11. And the very first verse that I read when I was looking at today's reading in preparations for the liturgy, I just couldn't get beyond it. Like, usually what I like to do is when I sit down to prepare a sermon for Sunday, I like to go through all the readings, because all of the readings connect together. And I'd go through all the readings, and then, you know, I decide which verse is really speaking to me in this particular day. Like, God is sending me a message to it, and I feel that if I share this message, maybe God will also send something to each one who is present. But on this particular Sunday, I started to read the readings of the liturgy, and I couldn't get past the first verse. The very first verse in the first reading, well, of course, there is the Matins reading and the Vespers reading, but in the liturgy that we have today, the very first verse goes like this: "Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ." And this just hit me. It's like, you know, someone just gave me a wake-up call, as if I was just sleeping and was unconscious. And then someone just came and shook me, just like I tried to do today. You know, we're very relaxed. And sometimes I feel, you know, Sunday sermon is a good time for me to catch up on my sleep. I woke up early and people like dropping dead. And then all of a sudden, I want to say, wake up. You know? I want to see your beautiful faces. No snoozing, no praying with your hand on the chair in front of you, whatever like that. Let's get in, you know, in touch with our spiritual lives. And let's see what God is trying to say to us this morning. And this was the wake-up call for me as I was looking at the verses. And I said, God is just telling me only one thing. I don't need anything from you. I don't need many things from you. Only. Like, he starts the reading by saying only, just one thing. Even if you forget everything that I have taught you or I've said to you in the entire gospel, just focus in this one thing and you will be okay. Only. He starts the verse by saying only. Okay? Only. Just one thing. Very simple. You know, Christianity, our faith, is not so complicated. Sometimes we just need to go back to the core, just back to the basics. What is it that God wants from me? Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. And thus our meditation today is called a conduct worthy of the gospel, a lifestyle that is worthy of the gospel of Christ. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Yesterday, over this weekend, we had the blessing of meeting His Holiness Pope Shenouda, and then on the way back, I came by bus, but we had left our car parked in the Buffalo Airport before we traveled, so the group dropped us off at Buffalo Airport then. Our car was parked off-site, so we just needed to take a little ride in a taxi cab. So the driver of this cab was a Sikh. Okay, you can tell because it's beautiful that we wear our cassocks or just some things that we, you know, tell who we are, and usually it's a good way of starting a conversation. So he was wearing his turban, he had his beard. So we got into this conversation, and you know, I asked him where he was from, and he said from India. So I said, like, what's the percentage of Hindu and Sikh, etc., Muslims? So he said, you know, there's so many Hindus, so many Sikh in India, and then so many Muslims. And then he said something which was quite remarkable. That's why I wanted to mention the story. He said, and also there are some of those Jesus people. And he did this, like he did something like that, which I didn't quite understand, but I understood that he was speaking about Christians. Like, obviously I was a Christian priest, but he didn't know that. Or he couldn't tell. Or wonderful young man. He's been 5 years in America. But just the phrase that caught my attention was some Jesus people. And then he did something like the cross, like this, but like he wasn't sure what are their beliefs or what even are they called. They're just called the Jesus people. It just got me thinking to myself, you know, am I a Jesus person, right? Like, yes, you know, I call myself Christian, I call myself Orthodox, but is my life reflecting the life of Christ? Am I a Jesus person? You know, the Jesus people. In the book of Acts, so many times Christians were not called Christians, you know, until later. They were called the people of the way. They were the ones who followed the way. What is this way? It is a lifestyle. It is living according to the gospel of Christ. Sometimes we mentally convince ourselves that God is confined or contained to the four walls of the church. God is the God of Sunday, and he's not the God of the rest of the week. And some people say TGIF, thank God it's Friday, right? TGIF. But for us as Orthodox Christians, we say TGIM. What is TGIM? Thank God it's Monday. Why is that? Because whatever energy we have taken, faith, strength in the Lord that we have taken from the day of the Lord, I am going on Monday to live it, to portray it. And thus St. Paul says to us, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. I ask myself, what is the gospel of Christ? And I mean, today we just want to bear it down to the minimum. What is the core of the gospel of Christ? Please think with me. It doesn't have to be one way. Let's interact together. Like when I mention the gospel of Christ, let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. What is the core message of the gospel? Who would like to share with us? When you think the gospel, Ahmed? Love. God is love. Definitely this has to be ranked up there, right? Let our love be shown in our lifestyle, in our dealings with others. Yesterday we were speaking a bit about a believing community, a living community to the gospel of Christ. And we said, while we approach others, it's not so much by condemning darkness in the world, it's by introducing light. And we're mentioning the example of Saint Pachomius. Saint Pachomius, the father of Koinonia, father of fellowship, he was a pagan. He was born a pagan in a pagan family. And he became a soldier. He was born in Upper Egypt, the part of Luxor. And, you know, he became a soldier. He fought wars and he conquered Christians all over the place. And then he was in the Nile on a ship and his ship got wrecked. And his ship was wrecked beside a village. He entered into this village and he was ready to fight these people because they thought they're going to hate him and hate and try to kill them as soldiers. But on the contrary, this village, this Christian village in Upper Egypt, they did something which was completely opposite to what he had expected. They opened for this legion their doors, their houses. They welcomed them. They brought water and they washed their feet. They took off their armory and they said, you must be tired from all the battles. Let me take care of you. They presented to them food and they loved them and they made them very comfortable because the scripture says to be hospitable to strangers, even to love your enemies, not to take advantage of them. Saint Pachomius, along with his soldiers, were extremely surprised. He said, these people are weird. What are they doing? It's opposite to common sense. They cannot be doing what they're doing to us. They know that we killed many of their fellow Christians, and they are being kind and loving to us and hospitable. And he said, why is this? The people answered, because this is what the gospel teaches, to love others, to live according, to live a life worthy of the gospel of Christ. Sambahumius was extremely affected in his life. He took off his armory and he never returned to be a soldier. He said, I want to live for this Christ. I want to be like you. Seeing you living the life of what Christ teaches makes me want to be like you. He became a monk. He became a father for so many other monks. And so he became a great leader in the church and became very well known all over the world. The scripture is telling us today, just do one thing. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. We've heard of the common saying of Gandhi, I would have become a Christian if it wasn't for Christians. Unfortunately, at many times, we want to be like the world around us. It is so easy to dress like the world, to act like the world. And by the way, we are not against the world. The world is beautiful. God has created this beautiful nature, created beautiful human beings who have the possibility of coming close to him and to worship him. So we're not going to be, as Christians, cursing the world and the outside world and the whole world is perishing. No, there is beauty and glory in every creation that God has made. But when we say the world around us, we mean the evil that could be present in the world. And thus Christians, Orthodox Christians, must discern the spirits to know if this action, this dealing, is according to the gospel of Christ or is it contrary. Now, how can I live according to the gospel of Christ if I don't know the gospel of Christ? You see, talk is cheap. I'm telling you the truth. I can talk all that I want. We can speak all we want. But unless we walk the walk, then our talk is nothing. And thus, you and I, as the scripture today, the Catholic reading of today said to us, there has to be certain decisions, certain steps taken in our day-to-day life in order to ensure that we have a conduct worthy of the gospel. St. Peter said to us in today's reading, now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. So he's speaking again about the gospel of that we should conduct ourselves according. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisy, all envy, all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. And this is the big question that I must ask myself today. Have I tasted how beautiful the Lord is? How sweet the Lord is? Have I experienced him in my life? I cannot just keep hearing about God. I'm telling you the truth. Hearing about him is great and it, you know, stirs so many emotions. But unless I go live my day-to-day life according to the gospel of Christ, I will just be an observer. As we were saying a few minutes earlier, some of us come to church, come to the liturgy, and be observers of what is happening. Oh, look, this deacon went this way, Abuna said that, Abuna is off tune, as quite happens to me, all of these things. You know, and these are the superficial things that occupy my mind. But how many of us want to dive deep into the liturgy, dive deep into the word of God? Maybe I will hear one word, one phrase, one verse that will take me throughout the divine liturgy, and I'll be thinking about it. Today's gospel, Jesus wept. Why did Jesus weep? Why is he weeping? Is he sad? Sad for who? For me? For Lazarus? What does God want to do with me, with my life? And I will take this verse and just meditate on it. It will take me the whole liturgy. You know what? When I start to do this, the liturgy will go by just like that. I won't even feel it. I won't come back to say, oh, you know, singing and tunes and this and this. No, no. God is working in me. God is purifying me. And I will take this message back into the world, back into my day-to-day lives. When I deal with my children, with my wife, with my parents, when I deal with my co-workers or colleagues, when I deal with my neighbors in any place, my conduct will indeed be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Let's look at a couple of people who were extremes, in my opinion. In the early church, the Holy Spirit was being poured upon the people. people were being converted. They had everything in common amongst themselves. And then one family, one couple, decided to be hypocritical. And this is what St. Peter said to us today. Take care of guile. Don't do it. Malice, hypocrisy, envy, evil speaking. But as newborn, as we come to experience God, we want to see and taste how great and how marvelous He is. Hanania and Sapphira, unfortunately, just wanted to follow the crowd, just to be part of what everyone was doing. But they wanted to hold back to themselves, and they lied to the Holy Spirit. A certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds. His wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. You know what? They didn't have to. But if they really decided to do it, they should have given it their all. All their heart should have been into it. And thus God doesn't want us to be just part for Him and part for the world, to live in sin or envy or hypocrisy or all of these things that He had mentioned. He said, "My son, give me all your heart." And this is what He requires of us, not just part of it. Some people will say, Christian life is boring. All we do is, you know, we're just going to pray, we're just going to, you know, sing midnight praises, all of these things. What about enjoying life? No, it's not about that. When I live a life that is worthy of the gospel, or when my conduct becomes worthy of the gospel, it just means that all my day-to-day livelihood is going to be chrismated by the Holy Spirit. We were discussing yesterday in the bus the abolition of slavery. Why didn't Christ abolish slavery? Why did it have to wait for centuries until that happened? But you know what? Even though Christ did not come out to say, oh, abolish slavery, but He established the foundation for abolishing slavery, which is He taught love. And when people love one another, they will not abuse one another. They will not take advantage of one another. Their conduct is going to be worthy of the gospel of Christ. And this is what the teaching is. Thus, what we are saying today, when I say to myself that my conduct is going to be worthy of the gospel, it means I'm going to be going my life, my normal day-to-day life, doing my work, being faithful, advancing in my academics, in my work. But you know what? With the charisma of the Holy Spirit, with the touch of the Holy Spirit, He is the one who can change and convert the heart. St. Paul is telling us today to experience God. He is assuring us that we are different, that we have been anointed with this holy anointing from the Holy Spirit. And He goes all the way to say that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people. Do I believe that? If I believe how special I am to the Lord, remember in today's gospel, the message that came to Christ, the one whom you loved is sick, not the one who loves you. You know, God is crazy over us. He's very passionate over us. He wants to be in a relationship. He wants to be in communion with us. He wants to be part of our day-to-day living. The one whom you love. The Lord loves us more than we love Him. And He's continuously extending His hand to be in a relationship with us. And all that He comes to us to say today, I ask of you one thing. I don't want a million things from you. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. My prayer for myself today and for you as well is that as we celebrate the Divine Liturgy today, take a few moments to think, what is it that I need to convert in my life, to change? Maybe I'm someone who has a temper that always lashes out at people. Maybe God wants to teach me patience today so that my conduct could be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Maybe there's a certain sin that I'm enslaved to. I always go back to pornography or to some sexual addictions or any kind of other addictions. God wants to free me today from these addictions so that my conduct could be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Let us experience Him today. Let us not again be superficial or hypocritical. God wants to change something in us today. Maybe I have been living a life just to myself, and I haven't opened my arm to others around me. You know what? There's a beautiful verse that I read this week that really caught my attention, and it's in Psalm 68, verses 5 to 6. It says that God is a father to the fatherless. He is a defender of widows. He is God in his holy habitation. And then listen to this part of the verse. God sets the solitary in families. So it means that if someone is lonely, God puts him in a family to take care of him, to have a sense of belonging. You know how many lonely people come amongst ourselves? Maybe some people have families, and or some people don't have any families, and they come to church for a sense of family, because this is the means that God is working through us. If someone is solitary, someone is by him or herself and lonely, what does God do? He sets them in a family. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity. There is a role that you and I should play as representatives of God, to know people who are around me, to make sure that they belong to a family. It could be the church family. It could be within my own family. I could adopt someone to be part of my family. I could extend this love and care for others. Maybe this is what God wants to do of us today, to make sure that we are a loving community, a welcoming community, a community where people could come in to find comfort and peace, not find people judging one another, making fun of one another. A secular community who just speaks about other people's business and get into other people's business. No, but the word of God is always in our mouth. Maybe this is what God wants to do with us today. This is the message that I'm taking personally. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Ruth was definitely someone whom everything went against her. All odds were against her. She could have left her mother-in-law. She could have gone back, but she chose the hard way. And her conduct, even though she was a Gentile, became worthy of the gospel of Christ. The book of Ruth 1:16 says, "But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For where you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." This is the message I'm taking today. I'm going to go to the Lord today in the liturgy and to tell him, "Lord, I will never leave you. And you will never leave me. Every single moment of my life, you will be beside me, and you will be holding my hand. I will never leave you or turn back from following after you. Where you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge." May the Lord comfort our hearts this morning to take a true message of hope, of strength, and of a new beginning, so that our conduct, our lifestyle could be chrismated and changed through the power of the Holy Spirit. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.